Hi there, I'm K-Town, and on this edition of Mysterious Radio.
I've been practicing astral projection since I was 14 years old, so that's about 23 years now.
Did you know what it was when it was first happening to you? Did you know it was astral projection is what I mean?
I intentionally started to have these experiences. Back when I was, a young teenager, I had no idea what astral projection was, and I just happened to come across the idea on a website, back in the year 2000, the early days of the internet. There still wasn't a lot of information out there, but, I stumbled across this site talking about out-of-body experiences, and I found a technique to do it. It just sounded so cool. So I tried every day for nearly a week, and I was successful. I had my first out-of-body experience, and, I never looked back.
Is there a danger to it? Let me just ask you that. To trying to have an out-of-body experience. I mean, it just scares me to think about actually leaving my body. And then for some reason, a nightmare of, I'm thinking about not being able to get back in it. So are there any dangers to doing that?
You're not actually leaving your body like empty. Okay. And how it works is it's a little more complicated than you might imagine. But our consciousness, it kind of splits off. And so there's an aspect of your consciousness which projects into these higher dimensions of reality. But there's also an aspect of your consciousness which stays in the body and is actually grounded within the body until we die. You're not completely leaving your body.
You're still staying tethered to it some kind of way or whatever.
Yeah, sure.
Gotcha. And tell me what your first of all, let's just go back up. Tell people they don't know what astral projection is. Tell us what it is, first of all.
Yeah, sure. Astral projection is the phenomenon in which your consciousness enters what is called the astral dimension. And so how that works is reality consists of a multitude of different dimensional levels, different realities that exist kind of in a spectrum. So you can consider the physical dimension to be like the base level of the spectrum. And from there, it gets higher and higher. And by higher, I'm really talking about the energetic frequency of any particular dimension, right? So when you leave your body, your consciousness, it attunes to dimensions that exist in higher energetic frequencies.
The same thing's happening basically when people die is what they say. You know, our consciousness is definitely leaving our body and going somewhere else. So was that where you're going? Are you going where people have died, or where do you think you're going when you do the astral projection?
Yes, absolutely. It's the same thing. The only difference is that we still have a body to come back to. And, I've encountered, deceased humans, even my own friends and family who have passed away, on many occasions in the astral dimension. So I'm certain that yes, it is possible to project into dimensional levels where people go when they die. The thing is, non-physical reality is so vast. There are so many different dimensional levels that you could possibly shift into. You're not going to the same exact place every time.
Gotcha. Okay. So you talked about frequencies, and I guess I'm trying to say, are you raising your Is that what you're doing essentially? You've practiced how to raise your frequency so that you can, you know, do the astral projection?
Yeah, well, raising your frequency can be a part of it. But essentially what you're doing is you're allowing a natural process to take place, because in reality, this happens everyone as we fall asleep. Our consciousness, it shifts from the physical dimension level of reality, and it enters non-physical reality. And a lot of times we're unconscious for this transition. But the key is to remain conscious as it's taking place. And that's when you have a conscious out-of-body experience. And so about raising energies, that can be done to enter higher and higher dimensional levels, but it's not necessary to actually have the experience itself.
The reason why I say that, Vincent, is because if they're the people that have passed on, they're pure consciousness existing somewhere in a higher dimension or higher frequency. And in order for your consciousness to be there, essentially you are raising your vibration or your frequency in order to communicate and see have these other experiences, I would say.
Right. Well, we all have what I call an energy body, or you can call it a spirit body or an astral body. And this body does resonate at higher energetic frequencies. And so, you know, during our normal daily lives, this energy body is merged with our physical body. And so during astral projection, the energy body separates from the physical body, and our consciousness, which is usually attuned to the physical body, which is attuned to the physical dimension, well, that shifts into the energy body. And the energy body is attuned to these higher non-physical dimensions. And so, you are experiencing a higher energetic state, but it is always there. It's always present within us. We're just not aware of it until we are able to consciously shift into that level of existence.
And I'm thumbing through your book here while you're talking. And your book is called Astral Projection and Lucid Dreaming, Spiritual Revelations. And out-of-body experiences in higher dimensions. Now, in here, I'm going through your book, and I have it marked here. I want to talk about, first of all, you know, I want to go back to you, because you said you met loved ones and things like that. So tell me about the first time you met a loved one and who it was. I mean, if you don't mind talking about that with us, what that was like and things like that.
Sure, yeah. Well, the first time I had an experience like that, it was an experiment, because I wasn't really sure if it was possible. But I met my deceased great grandmother, and this was several years after she had passed on. And it was a pretty incredible experience. And it's, you know, here's the thing: there's no like map. You don't have like Google Maps, and you can like locate a person and like, you know, travel to them. It works kind of differently. And so this is what I did. I had a strong intention to meet with my deceased great-grandmother, and I left my body and I stated this intention. You know, I screamed out, "I want to meet my great-grandmother." And the next thing I knew, I'm flying through space. It's like I'm being pulled by this force. And you know, I see a light off in the distance that is getting closer and closer, and I approach it, and it's my great grandmother. And, you know, it was an incredible experience. And, you know, I started to realize how things actually work in these higher dimensions, in terms of, you know, how you can have these different types of experiences through your intention. Because, you know, I didn't know where she was or, you know, how I would get to her. And the experience, it just played out, you know, just like that.
What did it look like where she was?
It was kind of like deep space, but but it was more than that. It was a higher dimension. So there were elements to the environment which don't exist in the physical world. You can
like what?
Like energy, like energetic structures. Like think of like a nebula in deep space and all like the beautiful colors and it's like these crazy structures of I don't know, it looks like clouds and energy. It's kind of like that, but there's another level to it, another dimension to it, where you can kind of see, it gets hard to describe because it's so unlike what we experience in the physical world. But it's like there's a multidimensional aspect to it. So you can kind of zoom into these energetic structures that are all around you. And you can perceive like these strands and particles of energy. And it's really hard to describe.
Is she, does she look younger? I mean, how does your grandmother look how did she look when you saw her?
She looked pretty much how I last remembered her. And, you know, part of that may be more of an intentional type thing. So
you mean on her part or what?
Well, really on my part. I mean, what I really mean is that it's possible that my mind kind of shaped what she looked like or influenced it, you know? What I'm really saying is, you know, I was young and she was really old. So I didn't really know what she looked like as a, you know, a younger woman. So I feel like if she presented herself that way, you know, maybe I wouldn't have recognized her at all. So it could be on her part or maybe more of a manifestation on my part.
And what did she tell you?
That's the tricky part. So this experience was, you know, back in my early days. And back then, it was really hard to bring back certain information that I would gather during these experiences, especially with communications. And it's tricky because there's a type of process that takes place in which you're assimilating this information from another level of reality. And sometimes it can get lost like in translation. And so it wasn't until I was a little more developed that I was able to actually remember more and more information from, you know, communications and higher level experiences. So, I mean, that particular experience, like I have the memory of being with her, you know, communicating with her, you know, a lot of love. And I remember all the emotions, but the details of that communication, I wasn't able to bring back with me.
So are there times when you have or you're doing astral projection, you come back, you don't remember what happened? You know that you did it, but you don't remember like details of it.
Sure, definitely. You know, especially longer experiences, and especially, you know, in the early days, what I realized was the longer I was out for, the more difficult it was to remember the entire experience. So I decided to keep my experiences as short as possible, and getting right to the point. So rather than just going out and like mindlessly exploring, I would have like a particular goal that I wanted to achieve during that experience, something concrete that I wanted to do. And I would try to do that immediately and get back into my body as soon as possible, you know, to have a clear memory of that.
Okay, so that's interesting. I haven't heard that before. And so let's talk about time, as far as you said, when you're out for long periods of time. So tell us what that is. Is that an hour, a couple of hours? What's long and what's short?
Sure. Well, you know, in these higher dimensions, time has less of an effect, I guess you can say, or it's perceived differently. Okay. So, I mean, it's a similar thing to a dream. Maybe you'll fall asleep for a minute and it seems like you had an experience that lasted like an hour. And so this is essentially the case, especially as you get higher into, you know, the deeper dimensional levels. I would say an average experience, like physical world, would be a couple minutes, right? But during the experience in the astral dimension, sometimes that would be perceived, you know, as like half an hour.
Okay, that's interesting there. And let's talk about you going out with an intention. Tell me, can you give me an instance, for instance, like what would be an intention for you and what have you done? And if you retain the memory, can you tell us about that?
Yeah, sure. In general, one intention that I always have in mind is to enter higher dimensional levels. Okay. And the thing is, in the beginning, it's most common to project into lower dimensional levels. And so these lower levels, in terms of their frequency, they're closer to the frequency of the physical world. So they have more of those elements, the elements that we experience in the physical world. You got some good people, you got some bad people. And in the astral dimension, they're not all just people. Like, you can encounter other astral projectors, you know, deceased humans, but there are also other types of entities. And, you know, some of them aren't so cool. And so after a while having these lower level experiences, I wanted to take it to the next level. And so this was an intention that I had, you know, early on. And so I would leave my body with the intention of entering a higher dimension. And I would use some techniques along with the intention. And so one of these techniques was to spin in place as fast as possible. And it would have this disorienting effect. And a lot of times when I would stop spinning, I would be in a completely different place. And just a much more incredible dimension. So it would work to shift me into a higher dimension. And there are other techniques I use with that. But that's always been one of my main intentions, because in the higher dimensions, the experiences are just indescribable.
Wow. Let me ask you this. You mentioned like there's periods of time when you come back, you can't remember if you're out for a very long period of time. You don't remember some of the details. Have you ever recorded yourself? Like, maybe if you're, because you're conscious that it's happening. So I'm wondering if you did it and you could actually call out or talk into a recorder or something to kind of, you know, make a record of what you're actually experiencing. Have you ever tried that? I saw one psychic medium who is unbelievable. And she does this, and she helps solve a lot of murder cases. Everything she does, she sends in to the FBI, and she doesn't remember. Like, when she does it, she's talking, okay? So astral travel is like remote viewing, right? Would you agree with that? Let me ask you that before I go further. Yes or no? You don't have to go into
that. Oh, yeah. I was just going to this term, remote viewing.
Okay, and there you go.
That's what it sounds like she's doing.
Yeah.
And that's a little different from astral projection. So typically, remote viewing is more of a psychic ability where you're able to hone in on, you know, places or, you know, things or information in the physical dimension. And, you know, it makes sense, like she's solving crimes and these crimes are taking place here in this dimension, right? And, you know, astral projection, by definition, is actually projecting into higher dimensions of reality. So you're not experiencing the physical world. You're experiencing, you know, these astral dimensions, which lie beyond the physical plane and are quite different.
Well, she does that too. Now, she does that too. Like, she can go back and talk to, you know, like different entities and different dimensions and things like that. I mean, I wouldn't even mention her if I thought she was just you know, somebody just pulling everybody's leg, but she's amazing. But she's done, you know, she does remote viewing too, and somehow she's able to actually talk, you know, while she's having the experiences, because if she doesn't record it, she just has no conscious memory of what she's saying, you know, or what she's experiencing or seeing at that time. So I'm wondering, could you do that? Do you think that could be one way for you to hang on to things so you remember them?
Well, the thing with astral projection is that it typically takes place in a particular state of body and mind, which is mind awake and body asleep. And so these experiences...
I mean, your body is completely asleep, right?
Yeah, the body is asleep. Completely asleep. It sounds like she has more of a psychic type ability.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like astral projection is more of maybe more of a natural ability. Like anyone can do it, right? You don't need to be a psychic or have like some kind of special power. Like it sounds like she does.
She does. She's my... Okay, let me ask you something. If you go astral project and just go, have you ever set an intention to go? Is there any way? I'm trying to see if there's a way for you to actually do this and go set an intention to do something and then verify that it actually happened. Because, you know, a lot of people say, you know, he's just imagining stuff or he's a vivid dreamer or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But how do you know you're actually doing it?
Okay, that's a good question. This is common to hear in the community. You know, people say, well, if you can do this, then, you know, come to my house and read the note that I have written on top of my dresser. But like I said, these experiences don't actually take place in the physical dimension. So it's kind of unrealistic to expect that kind of like retrieval of information, because we're not going to the same place. But there is a dimensional level that is very close to the physical dimension. It's almost like an energetic or a non-physical like reflection of the physical world. And in this dimension, I guess you would consider it like the base dimension of non-physical reality. It's basically identical to the physical world, except it's located in another dimension, right? And so it is possible to have an effect on the physical world from that dimension. It's essentially mirroring the physical dimension. But, you know, it's not easy. But I've never been concerned with proving this to people. So like my book, I wrote it for people who are interested in it, you know, just to share my experiences. I don't think we're at the point where we can actually prove this like scientifically yet.
Yeah. I mean, how would you prove it? I mean, you're really not interacting with anything in our dimension where you can go back and verify something. I don't know. I'm just, you know, I just love to pose these questions. Let's talk about the other entities that you said you come in contact with. Can you tell us about some of those experiences?
Yeah, definitely. I've come in contact with many different types of non-physical and non-human entities over the years. The first kind of entity is commonly referred to as a shadow person, a shadow being. This was the first entity that I encountered during an out-of-body experience, and these encounters happened from the very beginning. And so, you know, this the first time I floated from my body, and the room around me came into vision. So what happens is, as you're separating from the body, your non-physical or your astral perceptions start to fade in. And there is this huge, dark, humanoid silhouette type figure standing right next to my bed. And it scared the crap out of me. Because, you know, back then I was 14 years old. And, I wasn't really expecting to see that.
Wait a minute. You hadn't experienced it or seen anything like that before you saw it? Wow.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
And so, it scared me right back into my body. And, I mustered up the courage to give it another shot. And I was able to project right back out of my body. And it was still there. And so I was like, all right, I'm done with that. So I went back into my body. And, of course, I continued practicing. I didn't let that slow me down. But, they would pop up now and then. And, in the beginning.
Shaped like a person?
Yeah, like a vague humanoid shape. And it's really interesting because they didn't seem to have like a really defined like shape or outline. It was kind of like more misty. Really, really interesting. And sometimes they would just be like standing there, like lurking. And sometimes they would like come at me and like reach for me. And, in the beginning, I would just go right back into my body. Because what happens is there's kind of like a reflex where if you experience like an extreme state of fear, you'll just shoot right back into your body without any thought. And so that would happen in the beginning. But, over time, I started to realize like they weren't actually hurting me. And I was curious, like, what are these things? Like, why are they showing up so often? And then that's when things got really interesting because, I started to, actually interact with them and even communicate with them. And, it turned out to be some pretty incredible experiences that I would not have expected.
Okay. So that's pretty scary, dude. Give me your best guess as to why it was there. I mean, do you think even though you were not, at the times you were not trying to astral travel or get outside your body, it was still there? You just couldn't see it? Do you think it was?
I don't think it was like stalking me like that. I think that when they were present, like you feel the energy. So you know they're there without even seeing them. So sometimes, like I said, you would shift from the body. And then a few moments later, your perceptions would come in. So you would start to see everything around you. And so you can feel these entities even before you start to see them. This energy plays a big role. It's not just, what you see and hear and touch. But I found out that they weren't actually, they're not actually these like malevolent or malicious entities, right? They're just there to mess with me or scare me. They have a higher purpose. Like it's like they're a particular type of entity, like a species of entity that exists in these non-physical dimensions. And they have the capability of going from these lower dimensions to much higher dimensions. And in my experiences with them in higher dimensions, I was blown away. They actually helped to activate an energetic state within me, which turned out to kind of evolve my own abilities with astral projection.
So you don't think they would ever hurt you, or you hadn't had any really like bad experiences other than it just scaring you initially while you were trying to do it at first?
Yeah, right. Well, I had some experiences that, at the time I considered to be really nasty. Like they would chase me and, grab my neck, and I would experience some really like jarring energetic effects from these interactions. And I think it was just a misinterpretation of the nature of these experiences on my part. Probably there was some, preconceived beliefs about them that influenced how I perceived these experiences. But eventually I realized that they were completely different from what I thought.
And I was reading your book, and it's really interesting. Part all of it's interesting, but I stumbled across a page where it talked about you had experiences that mirrored an alien abduction. Can you tell us about that?
Oh yeah, sure. I've had many, many encounters with entities that looked like aliens. You know, our typical conception of aliens, the big black slanted eyes and, you know, triangle shaped head, skinny bodies. And I've encountered many different types of these alien entities over the years. But there was one group in particular which seemed to kind of latch onto me, and they would show up time and time again. And they would actually pull me out of my body. They would, you know, kind of like molest me in a sense, where like they just wouldn't leave me alone. And in the beginning, like, it was pretty frightening, and because honestly, I had always been kind of afraid of aliens, like since a little kid. Just the idea of them being able to abduct you with no consequence, you know, there was something frightening about that to me. And so when I actually encountered them during an astral projection, that was really scary, because I was not expecting that. You know, I thought they were like from other planets or something. And it turns out these suckers actually exist in these other dimensions of reality.
Wow. It's not the first time I've heard that. What do you do? I mean, are they communicating with you at all, trying to tell you something or take you somewhere? You said they were like molesting you, as in trying to examine you. What, can you give us some more detail about it?
Yeah, there seemed to be some type of examination or like experimentation element to some of those experiences. I remember one of the early ones, I shifted out of my body, and this alien was standing over me, and it reached its hand and arm into my mouth, down through my throat, like it was reaching for something. And this was in my astral body. This wasn't a physical experience, but if it was just as real, if not realer. Yeah, in the beginning, I wasn't sure why they were doing this. I mean, sometimes I would leave my body and they would just be, there'd be maybe 3, 4, or 5 of them standing around me, just bent over, like their faces right in mine. And it would scare the crap out of me. And I didn't know why they were doing it. You know, other times I would leave my body and they would chase me. They would grab me. They would stick their fingers like into my sides, and it would cause an insanely uncomfortable energetic reaction within me. And it just, some of these experiences just were not pleasant. But you know, I was never hurt. And okay, sometimes I did feel pain. So you can actually feel pain in the out of body state. And, you know, sometimes they would pull me out of my body. So I wouldn't even have the intention of leaving my body. I would just be laying in bed, maybe trying to go to sleep. And then I would feel hands on my ankles, and they would start pulling and tugging, and they would rip me right out of my body. And, you know, sometimes I would feel pain where they were grabbing me. And, you know, that raised a red flag. You know, that's never good if they're inflicting pain. And, but it was similar to my experiences with the shadow beings, where there came a point where I was just tired of being afraid of these entities. And so, you know, I mustered up the courage to open communication with them. And then that's when I started to learn things about them that I had not expected. But there is definitely an experimentation element to those experiences. And I learned that from communicating with them.
My God. You know what? The psychic medium that I told you about earlier, that does the remote viewing and astral projection, she says they are there. Those dark entities are there, you know, in that astral realm, And people need to be careful if they're doing that. So that's really chilling. You said, I mean, you described the aliens with the big heads and things like, or do they look like that when you're, you know, when you're in your astral body and you're wherever you guys go? I mean, are they looking like, I think that's just strange. You know, you said, okay, they have the big head and the black eyes, and are they projecting that to you, or is that what your mind is doing?
Well, it's a good question. I would say that is how they look. And I mean, the thing is, I would encounter them mostly in lower dimensions. And so if someone was to, you know, alter their appearance, well, abilities like that are much more difficult in the lower dimensions. So once you start entering higher dimensions, there's much more freedom of your experience and your abilities to do things like that. And it leads me to believe that they do look like that. And, you know, I guess it's hard to say, but what's interesting about this whole phenomenon with these aliens is that a lot of elements of a typical alien abduction are very similar to these astral projection experiences with these entities. And so I think a lot of people are having these experiences in the astral dimension, but they're confusing it with a physical dimension experience, because your consciousness is just as awake and aware, and, you know, you basically feel pretty normal. But, you know, things like, oh, flying out of your bed, like flying through the window or through the ceiling. Well, some people would say that actually happened in the physical world. And I think maybe in these instances, they're actually having these astral experiences, in which I do think they're being taken by these entities, like I have many times before. But the difference is, I've had so much previous experience in these astral dimensions, and so I can recognize, you know, the difference, whereas maybe someone less experienced would confuse it for a physical world experience.
Your book is really interesting, and I love the way you wrote it. And, like, you know, you got dates here, and you tell exactly like your experiences on those days, and it's just amazing, man. Most people don't write them like this. They don't write, you know, astral projection books like this. They talk about like what it is and things like that. Not a whole lot about their experiences, even though they're in there, but yours is like full of your experiences. I want to talk about the dimensional shifts, and insight. Do you think that, I mean, we talked about, you know, a clairvoyant, and mediumship and things like that. Do you have that ability as well?
You know, I've had instances where I seem to just, I don't know, come up with some kind of information where I had no logical means of obtaining it. I think maybe this could be a result of my astral projection practice, but it's not something that I intentionally practice. So no, that's not really my area of expertise or focus. But I have had, you know, random experiences now and then where I'm like, oh wow, or like, you know, I have this thought, and like the next moment, like something happens in the real world, and yeah, it happens. Maybe it happens to a lot of people, but yeah, I mostly focus on the astral projection.
Got you. I'm asking because I'm wondering, you know, with you doing all this work, if maybe your third eye's opened up and you've become more psychic, things like that. So I'm just asking. I wanted to talk about the fact that, you know, I do a lot of interviews, and some, I guess, say that there are different, you know, planets. They believe planets exist in different dimensions. Have you ever went to or traveled to a different planet that exists in a different dimension ever?
Oh yeah. A lot, actually.
Okay, so tell us about that.
Yeah, it's something that I enjoy doing. is flying out into deep space and exploring the universe. And, you know, like I said, these projections are taking place in higher dimensions. So what you're experiencing is, you know, planets in another dimension. So, you know, it's like I said, you have an astral projection. You're not actually experiencing the physical world. So, you know, these are planets and, you know, galaxies that exist in higher dimensions. And what's interesting about them is that there seems to be like a multidimensional quality to them where you can actually sense a unique energy coming from each planet, each star. And it almost seems like there's a consciousness underlying it. And so I'll be flying through space, and as I pass particular planets, I experience the energy of that planet or that star. And the thing is, these are really massive bodies, right? And I honestly consider them to be entities. And I look at it like all of the life on Earth, for example, it's connected, right? And what I've discovered is that in these higher dimensions, there is like an intelligence behind the planet itself, which is able to make all these, you know, connections of different aspects of life to make the planet alive, essentially. And so you can experience the consciousness of these planets.
I believe planets have consciousness too, and Earth is a consciousness, most definitely. Can you go, like, say, to the moon if you wanted to?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I've done it
you
before.
Have? Can you tell us about that experience?
Yeah. Well, my first time going to the moon, it was an early experience, actually. I left my body and I saw the moon in the sky, and it was huge. And what's interesting about these experiences is that depending on what dimension you project into, there may be different planets, different moons, in the solar system where you're in. And so, you know, sometimes it would just be a normal moon, just like ours. Sometimes it would be like much bigger. And sometimes there'd be multiple moons or even multiple planets clearly visible and just huge in the sky. And so, yeah, my first trip to the moon, I think it was pretty standard. You know, I flew up, you know, out of the atmosphere through space. And I remember looking back at Earth, and the Earth is getting smaller and smaller as I'm approaching the moon. And it was interesting because it was like something was pulling me there. Like there was like a force. And this goes back to the thing with intention, right? So I had that intention of going to the moon. And I didn't really need to put any conscious effort into actually going there. It was like I was pulled there. And that was in the early days. So it was a pretty short experience, just floated around, you know, the lower atmosphere, you would call it, of the moon. Nothing too special. But I mean, I have a clear memory of seeing the Earth from that perspective. So small. And that was pretty incredible.
What about seeing UFOs and things like that?
Oh, yeah. Well, that kind of goes hand in hand with the aliens. I mean, I would call it been visited by multiple UFOs throughout the years. And, you know, by UFO, they're essentially some kind of, you know, craft which these entities use to travel around, you can say. And so, I've been pulled into these craft, and, you know, there would be these aliens inside, and, you know, depending on the experience, one or another thing would happen. And yeah, essentially, they seem to be multidimensional entities in multidimensional craft. And I think that could explain some of the characteristics that we witness of these UFOs here in the physical world. Like sometimes they seem to just like phase out or like kind of shift out of this dimension. And I believe that's because they do have the capability of, you know, traversing dimensional realities.
Can you tell us about something? This is my last question. Can you tell us about something that you encountered that was either like scared the hell out of you that you haven't already talked about, or something that was like really amazing that you can describe? I know you said a lot of it is hard to describe, but can you tell us something? Leave us with either something scary or something that was like truly like mind boggling.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, I think it's important that I tell everyone that the vast majority of my experiences are overwhelmingly positive and transformational. Like the negative experiences are few and far between for the most part. And so, you know, if you're interested in getting into this practice, it's not really something to worry about. You know, you may come across some nasty entity from time to time, but you know, it's really simple to just go right back into your body. You know, just the thought of re-entering your body and you're back and you're good, you know? And so I think I should probably share one of the more positive transformational experiences to, I guess, better reflect, you know, the overall, you know, theme of this practice, which is, I mean, you're entering these higher spiritual dimensions of reality and you have access to all this information and, you know, you can actually discover things about yourself and things about the nature of reality that we would have no way of knowing while physically grounded, you know, in this world. And so it really opens the door to discover like the true nature of who you are and much more. So there's something called the higher self, which is essentially a higher aspect of our consciousness. Okay, so everyone has a higher self, and we are just a small aspect of this higher self. Okay, so the higher self, it exists, it's grounded in these higher dimensions. Just like our physical body is grounded in this physical world. And so I came across this concept of the higher self. Maybe who we are is much more than what we experience ourselves to be. And so I decided to explore that during my out-of-body experiences. And so I had this, one of my earliest experiences with the higher self, it to this day remains one of the most transformational, because it just revealed so much about so many things that I was wanting to know. And so I shot out of my body like a cannonball. Like I had the intention of going to my higher self, and I was just blasting through this environment, which was unlike anything I had seen before. And this is the nature of these higher dimensions. Like the higher and farther you get from the physical dimension into these you know, non-physical realms, the more different it gets from the physical world. And so what I was seeing, it was just blowing my mind. I mean, I can just best describe it as like a sea of multicolored energy. And there were these like big bubbles of energy everywhere. And everything was just glistening with this radiance that you could never experience with your physical eyes. And I immediately experienced this connection with everything. And it wasn't just like with the universe, but it was deeper than that. It was this higher consciousness. And so this higher consciousness was guiding me through the series of tunnels. And these tunnels, they seem to be made of just pure energy, but the energy was in particular like geometric formations that were transforming. And it was just so mind blowing. But yeah, I was brought to this area and my higher self showed me, or it gave me information about people from my life. And it was really interesting. It was like this big pod type area with this technology that I had never seen before, but it was projecting like scenes and images. And I was shown various people throughout my life, and I was given information about them. I remember seeing one of my buddies, he was projected onto the screen, and I witnessed how his soul had become corrupted like during his life on Earth. And so I was being given this very interesting information about, you know, people close to me. And I mean, what's most amazing about these experiences with the higher self is that you experience your true nature, who you truly are. And it's so much more than just this physical body and this consciousness that is in this body right now. And not only that, but it consists of many, many, many different individualized consciousness, different people, different entities. At this highest level, the higher self, we're all one. And the higher self essentially sends probes down into these lower realms to have particular individualized experiences. And so we're connected intimately through the higher self with so many other people and beings that we're not aware of. But when you get to this level of the higher self, you experience your connectedness, your oneness with all of these other people. And it's kind of like, in a sense, reincarnation, but it's more of a simultaneous type process. So it's not like one life after the other, but it's like we're experiencing multiple lives at the same time through the higher self.
This is nuts. I wanted to ask you something. This just sounds so unreal. You know, I mean, wow. Let me ask you this, because someone may, you know, reach out and say, well, you never asked him how you do it or how is the best way to do it. So do you have any guidance to offer for people that want to try it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's a good question. Like I mentioned before, the key is to enter the mind awake, body asleep state. And so essentially, you want your body to fall asleep and you need to keep your mind awake and experience your body falling asleep. And in that moment, the projection is triggered. Like I said, it's a natural process. And so it can happen just spontaneously. Sometimes you might need to use a particular technique to really induce that separation. But I'll give you one of the first techniques I ever used. And I used it, and I still use a variation of it to this day because it was so effective. And so this method is called the wake back to bed method. And what you do is you wake up a little earlier than normal. So let's say you generally sleep for 8 hours. Well, you wake up after, let's say, 5 or 6 hours. You stay awake for a little bit. You know, you don't do anything too stimulating. Because the idea is you go back to bed and you allow your body to fall asleep. And this is better than attempting astral projection, let's say at night, because in the early morning, let's say you've slept for 5 or 6 hours. Well, generally, your body will still be pretty relaxed. And, you know, you wake up early, you still have a few hours before you need to go to work. It's usually pretty easy to go back to sleep, but your mind has already gotten a decent amount of rest, so it's easier to remain aware as your body falls asleep. Whereas if you do this at night, it's very easy just to clock out, right? Because, you know, your mind is exhausted, you've been working all day. And so this is the ideal time to do it, the early morning. And so the particular technique I used was a type of third eye meditation with affirmations. So let's say I would wake up after 6 hours. I would stay up for maybe half an hour, just reading about astral projection, just to keep my mind on the task ahead. And then I would go back to bed, lay on my back, close my eyes, and I would do a third eye meditation where I would focus on my third eye, and I would state affirmations affirming that I would leave my body and that my mind was awake and my body was asleep. So I would repeat, my mind is awake, my body is asleep, my body is falling asleep, I'm aware of an astral projection, I'm out of my body, I'm leaving my body, things like that. And what you want to do is you want to really envision these statements of intent being absorbed into your third eye. And it just worked like magic. And you know, it's said that the third eye is like the channel to like your subconscious mind. And it, you know, that seems to be true because this was so effective right from the beginning. And so typically what would happen is after, let's say, 10, 15 minutes of this meditation that I just described, I would start to feel particular sensations within my body that come when it starts to fall asleep. So like a deep heaviness would just wash over my body. And then I would feel this type of like buzzy, tingly sensation, which would increase more and more until my body was just vibrating with this really strong energy. And so that's called a vibrational stage, which typically comes when you enter the mind awake, body asleep state. And so once those vibrations hit, I would feel myself floating up. So this was a matter of intention. So I had the intention of floating up. And with the intention, I would feel it and I would float up out of my body. And so like in the out-of-body state, everything is done through the mind and through intention. So let's say you want to, I don't know, fly out of your window. Well, you just think about doing it, and that intention alone propels you. And so once you reach that mind awake, body asleep state and the vibrations hit, you just use your intention to separate from the body. There are other methods that involve feeling particular sensations, right? And one of the ones that I like is feeling like I'm falling. And so the vibrations would hit and I would feel like I'm falling. And you really want to reproduce that feeling within you. You know, everyone knows what it feels like to fall. So you just try to really feel that and it happens. And so, you know, I fall right out of my body or it roll to the side. You feel like you're actually rolling. Really try to feel it and it happens. And so, yeah, that's one of the earliest techniques I used. And over the years, I kind of like refined it to where, you know, it's a much faster process now. But that's the essence of it.
This has been an awesome conversation. I want you to take a minute, Vincent, to tell my listeners where they can find out more information about you or any other projects that you may be working on.
Great. Well, yeah, you can definitely check out my book on Amazon.com. Astral Projection and Lucid Dreaming by Vincent Field. I have a podcast called the Astral Dimensions Podcast in which I'm sharing experiences that I haven't shared before. I'm sharing techniques to, you know, have these experiences and to enhance these experiences. And I'm currently working on a second book because, I mean, I've been having these experiences for the past 23 years, and I've always kept detailed journals of all of my experiences. And, you know, so there was no way I could fit all of that into one book. So my first book is just a handful of experiences, you know, that I picked and chose. But there's still so much more to share. And so that's what the second book is all about. And, you know, if you have any questions, if you want some advice, or you know, you need some tips and tricks, if you have any issues with your own practice, you can get in touch with me on Facebook, Instagram. My username is Vincent Field Author, just one word. So feel free to get in touch, and I'd be happy to help you out.
Awesome. The book, again, is called Astral Projection and Lucid Dreaming, Spiritual Revelations and Out-of-Body Experiences in Higher Dimensions. Vincent Field, my special guest. Vincent, many blessings to you, and I really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
To find out more about our guest and all others, please visit our website at mysteriousradio.com. And I want to give special thanks to our co-creator and executive producer, Kim Kyle, who brought this show to you today. And working hard behind the scenes, our team of four, I want to thank them as well. Follow us on social media and share the show with others that may like the subjects that we cover. I am your host, K-Town, and you're listening to Mysterious Radio.